Dan Riccio, Satyar Shah here in the Mobile Kintech studio as we are pre-gaming here at Park Casino. Yes, the official casino resort of the Vancouver Canucks, and we're here all the way up until 7 o'clock, at which point we'll send it over to Rogers Arena for puck drop with the Canucks and Calgary Flames. We did this at the home opener and season opener last year, and we're doing it again this year. This time around, we've got lots of giveaways. You've got a Canucks jersey. You've got some Sportsnet 650 foam fingers that you can bring to the rink with you if you are headed to the game tonight. And also, it's just a great place to watch the game, take in the game, if you're looking for somewhere to watch tonight's festivities. 19 plus, got to be 19 plus. Please play responsibly. Dan Riccio and Satyar Shah. It is a Wednesday. Let's get right into it. It's overrated, underrated. I think I hear the music.
It's playing.
It's playing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't hear it, Boca.
I'll turn it up.
We will trust you on this one.
We'll start with one from Hassan. The first game of the season being at home, overrated or underrated?
I guess underrated.
Underrated. I mean, I think the season opener being the home opener, I think is cool.
Yeah.
I think as much as, yes, the home opener even coming off a road trip would be, you know, fun. It's just, you know, it's not as exciting. I think the first game of the season has extra excitement, so I think underrated.
Definitely underrated for me, yeah, because, I don't know, like if you come back a week later or 10 days later, you start the season on a long road trip, which has happened before for the Canucks. Like, I don't know, just doesn't have the same. I think you lose a little bit of steam, right? Because right now, today, your record is still 0-0-0. If you start the season 0-4-2 or something like that, and you come off a long road trip, then your home opener is like, oh, boy, we need a win.
Did you forget 2 years ago? That's what it was. The Canucks went, I mean, the season was over by the time they came home.
People throwing jerseys on the ice. It's like, what is happening?
Yeah,
it's the home opener.
That home opener was one of the most toxic games I've been to because, like, the Canucks came off this horrible road trip. Their season essentially sunk through the first 6-7 games of the year. They looked horrible. They're dreadful for the first game at home, and fans have so much pent-up aggression and frustration. Not only were their jerseys on the ice, there were like other things on the ice. People were booing, cussing. There were fights in the stands. Like, it was honest. I couldn't believe how nasty it was. After the game, like, usually I'm hyped after a game. I was kind of sitting there going, like, what did I just experience?
Yeah.
Like, if this is a sign of things to come the rest of the season, like, God help us.
It was. I can't believe that was 2 years ago.
Dude, listen, life moves fast, man.
That was like, people were still like, Bruce, there it is, and all that. And it's just like, nope, not anymore.
No,
jersey's on the ice. It was like, wow, okay.
It was rough.
This
was
escalated quickly. That got out of hand fast.
Yeah.
So, home opener.
Like, they were chanting fire, Benning, right? There was, oh, man.
Season and home opener on the same day, always better. It's underrated.
Yes. Next one from Woodrow. Elias Pettersson overtaking JT Miller as 1C this season. Overrated or underrated?
I mean, overtaking is an interesting word because what would, like, when Pettersson had over 100 points and Miller was just over 80 a couple years ago, like, what?
I would say at that point, Pettersson was
the 1C.
And then Miller overtook it last year.
I guess Miller's deployment has always been more, traditional of a 1C than Pettersson's deployment has been.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think this whole idea of who the Canucks' number one center is an overrated discussion because both guys play essentially the same amount of minutes.
Yeah.
Right? It comes down to roles. One's a more matchup guy. One's not as much of a matchup guy. But it's essentially 1A, 1B, and who cares?
Yeah.
That's how I view it because both guys are playing 20 minutes a game, essentially. 19 to 20 minutes a game, playing in all situations. They're together on the power play. Both guys will feature from time to time on the PK. They're out there if you're trying to get a goal to win. They're out there trying to defend the lead. These are the guys they throw out there. So I think the overall it's overrated. I don't think it matters as long as both guys are playing at that level. I think what's bad would be if it's clear that JT's better than Pettersson. You know, like, it's clear that he's a notch above. That's what you don't want to see. You want to see it kind of be a toss-up or Pettersson really asserting himself. But knowing the roles both guys play, I don't see their deployment being too dissimilar minutes-wise.
Next one comes from Ernest. The danger of Thatcher Demko not being at 100% throughout the season. Overrated or underrated?
I mean, it's not underrated, but I also think it's not overrated because I think the team is going to be able to manage without Demko. Ultimately, though, like, you need and you want the best goalie you have on the roster to be available and healthy for the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, I think with the way the Canucks can play defensively, I think they make life a lot easier on their goaltenders.
Yeah.
And I think as long as they do that, they'll make the goalies look even better. And honestly, what I want to see is the Canucks play so well defensively that people overrate how good the goalies are. Like, I'd love to see that. Because yeah, we might see them not being asked to do a ton with how they try to play, especially, you know, how they've been good defensively. But obviously not having Demko's, like, not an overrated, like, it sucks not having Demko. I don't think you should sit here and say anything otherwise, right?
No, it's not optimal,
yeah,
right? Like, the optimal thing would be to have Demko, and that's the most obvious thing you could say in the world. But I'm also not going to sit here and say that it's going to crater their season if they don't get Demko back by the start of November. Like, I don't believe that with what I've seen from this team under Rick Tocchet.
Next one is from Erica. Artur Shelov's having a chance to win the Calder this year. Overrated or underrated?
Feels overrated because I am expecting Demko to still be able to play more than 40 games.
Yeah.
Like, even a conservative, sort of projection for Demko would be right around 40 games, given everything points to him being available at some time in early November, mid-November, as we've talked about.
Even if it's 30 games for Demko,
yeah,
you have Lankinen, who at the very least is going to split a lot of starts early on. So what are we talking about? Lankinen, even if Lankinen gets 20,
yeah,
that's 50 starts right there.
Yeah.
So 32 starts is not going to be enough for him to win the Calder. I don't think there are enough starts in this season for him, and I hope there aren't enough starts because, you know, that means Demko comes back. So unless Demko's out for the year, I think it's overrated.
Who's the goalie a couple years ago? I think it was Alex Nedeljkovic with Carolina.
He ended up
being a Calder finalist, but then had Calder eligibility the following year because he played fewer than 25 games.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, it wasn't the strongest rookie class
that year.
Like, it kind of fell off after the first guy or two. This year, it seems to be lining up to be a pretty strong Calder race.
You have Celebrini, like, you Michkov.
Even Lane Hudson with how he projects
already, like, is getting hockey Twitter a buzz
with
the way that he's lighting up the Maple Leafs. So.
Yeah, Lane Hudson's a real talent, man. Like, I don't want to call him, you know, Quinn, like Quinn Hughes, but there are certain elements to his game that are similar.
There are similarities,
you know, so I think that's what makes him super exciting. Like, really controls the game. Like, he's a really good player. For those who haven't seen Lane Hudson play, do yourself a favor. You'll love watching the kid.
No, he's already trending in Canada, so.
Yeah. Well, Rager says he looks a lot like Hughes. It's crazy. Yeah. I mean, you know, I didn't want to say it, but.
The way he controls the puck, uses his edges to walk the blue line and do those kinds of things in the offensive zone. A lot of similarities to the way Quinn Hughes plays the game.
And then we're not even mentioning guys like Cutter Gauthier and what he may do. I mean, and go through. I'm sure we're going to get a bunch of texts for, like, a list of guys that are rookies and in for the Calder this year.
It's funny looking back at that Nedeljkovic year. So it was 2020-2021. Kaprizov won it.
Yeah.
And then Jason Robertson was second. Nedeljkovic third. But then Igor Shesterkin was fifth in Calder mode.
Funny how that works.
Next one comes from MJ, trying to crack the Abbotsford Canucks defense. Overrated or underrated?
Oh, man. Seems
with the amount of players there are down there now.
It seems like cracking the Abbotsford Canucks defense is an underrated capability for a lot of guys. Like, we've gotten a couple of texts even today.
Brandon and DT Vance.
Yeah, like, what's going to happen? You got 10 defensemen that are all, like, you know, probably looking for games in the AHL.
Yeah, I mean, there is Jet Wu, Christian Wolanin, Pedersen, Cole McWard, Kudryavtsev, Hirose, Felton, Brännström, Brisebois, Friedman now, and Leighton Ahak. I'm maybe saying his name wrong, but he's another guy, AHL contract. So you can probably cut him off the list in terms of worrying too much about, you know, minutes. Brisebois, I'm not quite sure where he's at. You know,
still working his way back, as you talked about.
So, you know, I don't think you need to worry about it being 10 deep necessarily for the moment. But, yes, like, I think that's something to keep in mind here and keep an eye on. There is going to be a big battle for minutes in Abbotsford.
Next one comes from Mike. Current Flame and future Canuck, Rasmus Anderson. Overrated or underrated?
I think his reputation around the league definitely has me feeling like he is underrated as a player.
Yeah, I think so. I think the last couple of years he hasn't been quite as good as what you had expected him to be. Like, he was on this.
The guy got hit by a car. Well,
I think that. Like, yeah, I mean, 100%. I mean, that might have to do something with it, right?
He was okay, obviously. Yeah. But like, yeah, just
yeah,
yeah.
Yes, but he was on this kind of trajectory where you thought he was going to be this top pairing defenseman. I'm not sure he's realized that.
Yeah.
Right. And I think, you know, with Calgary being what it has been, and there's been some tough moments, and I think he's had a few highlight reel moments that haven't been great. So I think his standing has fallen off. I think some of the numbers don't look as good either. But when you watch him play, there's a lot he does well. So I'd still say slightly underrated, but let's not act like he's been lights out these last couple of years.
Yeah, I would definitely look at Anderson as a guy who is underrated and getting closer to the end of his contract. Feels like a guy that Calgary can absolutely cash in on this year, and a lot of teams are going to want him, probably not just the Canucks.
Next one comes from Austin in Langley. Four-hour post-game shows now that it's the regular season.
underrated. I can't wait to listen to Sack do four-hour post-game shows.
Listen at 2x speed.
Do you really want to hear more of me? Like, don't you get enough throughout the day? I don't think anybody needs two extra hours of me.
Imagine your
day.
Takes in, like, the third hour.
That's
1 a.m.
It gets spicy enough as it is on the post-game show half the time. It's because, like, what else do I have to say? I got to say something new. No, I just kid. I mean, 4 hours, only 4 hours if the Canucks win. No, like, we'll do, like, 3 hours if the Canucks win, like,
a round
or have a big playoff game. We're not doing the unlimited postgame shows anymore.
Unlimited.
I was in my early 30s back then. Yeah. I'm an old man now.
Yeah, you're washed.
Early 30s. It's true.
It is true, man.
Okay, how about this for a postgame overrated, underrated? The postgame interview options, overrated, underrated, like compared to last year. Was last year underrated? Is this year underrated?
Well, last year.
I mean, you lose PDG, so already I feel like the options this year are overrated. You lose PDG and Ian Cole.
Yeah.
But
who are those replacements this year?
But I raise you Jake DeBrusk.
And Vinny
DeHarnay.
Vinny's going to be good.
So those are the two guys you worry about.
Yeah.
And they got two other guys. I think Kiefer Sherwood has something in him, too. He just hasn't showed it.
I bet if he has like a chippy game or something after, he might be good.
We got to get him to express himself a bit more.
Yes. Lee, everyone picking the same team to win the cup, and Chef Swagger saying 80% of Sportsnet analysts picking the Oilers to win the cup. Are those overrated or underrated?
I mean, overrated. And honestly, like, considering how much flack we got for our predictions, and neither of us picked the Oilers to not only – you didn't pick – did you pick him to get to the final?
No, I picked Dallas getting there.
Neither of us picked them to make the finals. So that's how we feel about Edmonton. Again, I think Edmonton is number one. You should view them as the top team in the tier. But I'm not sure they're going to have – it's going to be their year. That's just how I feel about it.
I really do think you know, it's the chalky pick, right?
Yeah.
And how often does the chalk end up winning the Stanley Cup?
Honestly, anytime you see it being that overwhelming, it doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen.
Like, I'm trying to think back to last year. Did everybody have Florida last year? I'm sure
everyone had the
did.
Oilers last year.
I think Oilers
right?
before. A lot of people had Oilers. And before the playoffs, I think everybody had the Oilers, too.
It just feels like everybody's expecting Connor McDavid to finally get his cup because guys of his caliber tend to win cups, right? Generational players like that, but I don't know. I just when I see the overwhelming response be that the Oilers are going to win it, it makes me it makes me want to fade that team.
Yeah.
Even if it was like everyone's picking the Canucks, I'd be like, I don't know. Like
it's
too many people.
It can't be that easy, you know? Like, it just can't. It's not supposed to be that
easy.
And
usually.
But also the Kansas City Chiefs exist, so.
But they've won it. But it's like they've won it repeatedly. Like, they've bashed us over the head with their dominance that we're just like, okay.
It's also the Chiefs. It's like, in football, it's like, well, they have Patrick Mahomes. I don't know.
But it's like, Even right now, they're 5-0, and Patrick Mahomes has been kind of like, whatever, for the most part. He was really good
best,
this week.
The best but tweet like, I saw was, the worse the Chiefs get, the harder they are to beat.
Yeah.
That's the truest statement I saw.
It's gotten to the point where Mahomes is taking out his top wide receiver because yeah. he's like, this isn't difficult enough for me.
And for as good as the Oilers are, like, you know, I have concerns about the amount. Like, they're going to be slow in their forward group. I wonder how that's going to affect their game to a certain extent. And their number four defenseman's got 24 games under his career. Like, got 45 games career under his belt. Like, I don't know. Like, there's still flaws on that team. As good as they are going to be, there is no complete team. And that's why it's hard for me to really feel like there's one team that is overwhelmingly the favorite over anybody else in the NHL.
And again, like, based on McDavid and Draisaitl, and I think giving respect to the team that got to the conference, that got to the Cup final, Game 7, and I have questions about their overall team speed, you're right, their defense, but they still have a lot of firepower.
Yeah.
So regular season dominance, it's still there. But I do think with how, if the Canucks evolve the way we hope they will, and they have more depth, and they solidify a couple of things, I think the Canucks can also match up really well against Edmonton, especially based on the experience they had against them. Now, there were a lot of games where Edmonton was completely dominant and the Canucks were hanging on for dear life and kind of got away with a couple a little bit. But if they improve certain aspects and have better goaltending, like, I like the Canucks matching up against Edmonton in the playoffs if things bank right. Again, there's a difference between what you expect in regular season and what you expect come playoff time.
Man, the hockey highlights are hockey highlighting right now.
It's great,
man. Lafreniere goal is just crazy. Toe drag. Five-hole goal.
He kind of figured it out last year, but is this the year where he, like, breaks out?
It feels like he is ready to reach another level. Like, the play off the wing for Lafreniere and the scoring ability looks like another breakout is coming.
Next one from Vicky. Being a New York Jets head coach, overrated or underrated?
I mean, you're probably getting paid pretty well, so.
Get to live
not,
in New York.
Not the worst thing. I think Robert Saleh's still making like $70,000 a day or something like that.
Must be nice.
Well, and then
now he just doesn't even have to work. So it's,
this is only good.
And you hear Woody Johnson come out and say, well, he was the guy who made the decision, only him. And it's like, is that really what you want? The owner to just jump in and just make that call anyways?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even Aaron Rodgers' explanation of the whole thing today, it's just like, why are you trying to use so many big words? Like, I don't know. It just felt like a very ingenuine answer from Aaron Rodgers.
Well, it's pretty clear Rodgers didn't want him around, right?
Yeah.
And do you think Woody and Rodgers had a conversation at some point?
Something changed.
Yeah. Something changed.
Right?
Honestly, if you're Robert Saleh right now, it's like you get fired, but the feeling around the firing is that it wasn't your fault. So I would say underrated. Because he's still getting paid, and his reputation of being a guy who could coach in the league and probably get another head coaching gig, still intact.
I bet he has to do the, hey, I'm a defensive coordinator for a couple years first, and then he gets. But next one from you, Dan Riccio. Mm. Eating a whole cucumber, overrated or underrated?
So my my social media algorithm got me on this eating a whole cucumber trend.
It's a trend?
It is a trend.
A trend.
Some guy named Logan on TikTok went viral from just making a whole cucumber.
Like it's a long English cucumber?
Sometimes you have to eat a whole cucumber. Here's the best way to do it.
Oh.
And then, like, there's a bunch of these just, like, cucumber salad recipes.
Oh.
And now I find myself making these cucumber salads. I'll eat a whole cucumber for lunch with some tuna or something else. And, oh, man, it's just, like, it's easy. It's fantastic.
I thought
tastes
you meant,
good.
Like, just, like, eating it like a like
no,
a banana.
No, it's like. You get the mandolin out, you chop them nice and thin. They still got a good, like, thin, but, like, not too thin because you still want it to have a little bit of a crunch.
Right.
And you make a bunch of different recipes. Oh. Get some, like, chili oil, some garlic. Oh, man.
Really? Okay.
I do. The cucumbers. Thing that's keeping me back from eating more salads is I just, like, lettuce is boring.
Yeah.
But cucumbers.
Cucumbers.
You change the game.
You know what? You know, cucumbers, I mean, I guess, sure.
Yeah.
One thing that I've really started doing a lot of is coleslaw salads.
Ooh. Yeah,
they're really good.
That's good, too. Yeah.
Really easy to make.
You buy the pre-made coleslaw mix. Fire it up.
Maybe I should do coleslaw mixed with cucumbers.
Yeah. Honestly, like, salads without lettuce. Underrated.
Yeah. Yeah. Lettuce is just fluff.
Like, you go to a Greek restaurant, you get a village salad. Those things are awesome.
Yeah. Like, honestly, maybe I'm going to sound bougie here, but baby spinach and arugula, far better than
all right.
Next. Baby spinach got some protein in it, too. Fire it up. Yeah. Let's go.
Next underrated, I say.
Next one for Mason. Turkey or ham for Thanksgiving?
Turkey.
So, I mean, I love turkey, but I don't get ham enough. So I if I had a choice right now, I would say ham because, you know, that's not always what you get because a good ham is nice, too.
So I've got three Thanksgiving dinners this weekend, Saturday through Monday.
And I think, know.
So we can't golf.
Yes.
Unfortunately. But I think they're all turkey. And, I'd love to mix a ham in, you know?
Yeah.
But ham feels like more of an Easter thing to me, too. I don't know why. It just maybe
I think Thanksgiving and turkey go really hand-in-hand.
Yeah, you got to have a turkey at Thanksgiving, for sure. Christmas, I also think,
Christmas,
a turkey.
No, I think Christmas ham is actually
term Christmas ham, but I feel like I always have turkey at Christmas, too.
Love me a good turkey. Turkey pot pie the day after. My sister would make that. Day after Thanksgiving.
The only thing legendary. Is, if you get it, if the turkey is like a little too dry, and then you got to eat that turkey for 3 days,
then it's tough.
Have you guys tried a deep fried turkey?
Yes.
Yes, I have. Very tasty. Yes.
So good.
Very good. Tasty. But I mean, just you know,
it also feels
it's
weird.
A dangerous game. Though.
It
dangerous.
Feels so weird having a turkey be ready in like 45 minutes or however long it takes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you feel like you ate like a bucket of fried chicken afterwards.
Next one, Justin and East Van. Buying and fetching a coffee. So I don't know if you guys know the context behind this.
No, I don't.
So Dom and I mentioned it last week, we had a bet on the Minnesota Vikings-New York Jets game. Obviously, I'm a Vikings fan. He's a Jets fan. We bet five coffees on the winner. Whoever wins, the other person gets five coffees. Or, sorry, whoever loses, the other person gets five coffees.
What's the price limit on each coffee?
There's no price limit.
Really?
That was the stipulation. So Dom came in to the producer's room last week. And he was like, hey, five coffees on the game, no price limit, we could get it from anywhere, whatever. And I was like, sure, yeah, I'm confident in the Vikings. Vikings obviously win. I come in on Monday, I'm like, Dom, I want to cash in a coffee. And I just want, I'll go basic, I want a Starbucks one. And he said, okay, I'll buy it, you have to go get it. So, the debate was, is the bet, like if you bet someone five coffees, does that mean you are paying for it and going to get it, or are you just paying for it?
Well, I feel like the fetching part of it is part of the bet.
That's what I thought. Like if Dom had won, I would have been going to Starbucks or wherever you wanted
so,
it.
So you made a mobile order at like Starbucks, you had to go pick it up yourself?
Yeah, exactly.
And was honestly, physically unable to go fetch the coffee?
No, I was like, I'll even wait until you're like, because he's got a bit of a break in between the shows, an hour break. I was like, yeah, I'll wait till you're done.
Yeah.
And no, he was like, no, you got to go get it. That wasn't part of the bet. So, realistically, I mean, I don't really care that much. I'll go for a walk.
Yeah,
it's fine.
I mean, you know what? You know what it is? Like, technically, he gets off on it because he gets off on the technicality because you never specified.
Yeah.
Yes. It was the coffees, right?
The stipulations weren't
right.
put in.
It's a cowardly way of going about it. I do agree with you, but he hit you with the technicality. I think what you had to do, with, especially with Dom knowing his
he
character.
He found a loophole in the CBA.
So,
knowing that Dom's going to try to get out of these things, you have to kind of nail him down before you
exactly.
get into a bet with him.
I'm to be clear. Rager's texting and grow up, Josh. I'm like, I don't actually care. I'll go get the coffees if he's paying for them.
Yeah, he's like, Josh is leaving out the context that Dom was in the middle of working. So Rager has Dom's back here.
Dom's also a grieving Phillies fan.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I feel bad for Dom right now. Dom was working when I said, hey, place the order, but I was like, I'll wait until you can go get it. But regardless, whatever. This one from Dom. Prime days, overrated or underrated?
I mean, is it over? You have to order something.
Today is overrated. The last day.
Is it
feels like it's overrated.
Feels like there's more per year than there used to be.
Yeah. Well, there used to be two per year, right? Is it
still
there?
I think so. I feel like there's three or four now, at least. Because there was one in the summer.
I have
to
buy a ring light, a new ring light.
Right.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm trying to figure out. I got 6 hours. I got to find a way to order something. I don't even know what to order. Half the things are, like, because, like, I see the bad reviews. Don't bad reviews scare you?
Oh,
like, you see something has, like, 4.5 stars, and you read, like, 10 bad reviews. You're like,
And you're like, are these bots that are all the good reviews?
Yeah,
I don't know.
What's going on? Exactly.
I have purchased a few things. I've spent more money than I planned on spending, which always seems to happen. I don't know if the deals are actually all that great or if it's just like you get caught up in the hype.
I definitely get caught up in the hype because I'm like, I have to buy this now.
Like right now. Yeah. I need it.
So like golf stores will do this where like they'll put a club that's like 3 years old on this incredible sale. It's like $400 off. And you're like, yeah, $400 off the price that it was 3 years ago when it came out. Not what you were selling it for last week.
Yeah, anyways. This is $50.
I don't know if it was Amazon or a different one. I don't want to get myself in trouble. But there was one that got accused of doing this, right?
Yeah.
They're saying it's discount, but they're going off like illegitimate prices or old prices.
Yes.
And they're like, you can't do that.
the autograph shop that I used to that I used to work at, they'd put something on the wall and be like, $2,000, and it's like, this isn't worth $2,000. Where did you get this number from? It's like, but yeah, then we could just like when people are going to come in and bargain with us, but now we're at a stronger bargaining position because we've already put up an insanely high price.
They got to come in and go insanely low, and then you meet in the middle, and it's fine.
Who knew the world of collectibles was really shady? Prime Days, I'm going to say overrated. I still find myself buying things on Prime Day almost all the time.
Yes. Yeah. That, I will say that. They're overrated, but I do use them.
I try to, like, I've tried to, like, focus on things that I need and buy regularly and see if they're on sale.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, you reach this, like, perfect moment where it is, and you get, like, you know, those protein bars you like for a couple of extra dollars off. But generally, it's overrated. You're not getting, like, some crazy deal just because it's Prime Day.
All right, that is it. That's overrated, underrated.
All right, that's overrated, underrated for today. That is producer Josh Elliott Wolf. We are on location here at Park Casino and getting fired up for game one of 82 with the Vancouver Canucks. If you are on your way down to the rink, have some time to stop by for a pregame beverage. We've got some giveaways, some goodies to give you as well. Got some foam fingers that our man Costa is handing out here at the center bar at Park Casino. Also a chance to win a Canucks jersey via a raffle and some tickets as well. So there's lots to get to if you've got time here to stop by Park Casino.
Yeah, and if you sign up for Encore Rewards, you get a $20 free play for the casino as well.
That is another reason to come down and enjoy Park. Our friends at Park Casino, the official casino resort for the Vancouver Canucks. Must be 19+. Please play responsibly. It's Dan Riccio, Satyar Shah. Final segment next on Canucks Central.